Going back to your reassure someone else lesson
that you
were talking about earlier, what about those of us that just kind of sound like we're smiling when we're, like, bawling?
Yeah, everything's relative. Like I was saying about the people who might sometimes be on the other side of the spectrum who come across too flat and have to really get out of their comfort zone to hit a middle read that sounds warm and pleasant, you might have to get out of your comfort zone and go a little darker. If from a 1 to a 10, 1 is disconnected, flat, and unemotional, and a 10 is joyful, exuberant, cheery, loud, and a 5 is the middle, well, if you feel like you skew towards an 8 when you're just being honestly and earnestly authentic and you're skewing at an 8, you might have to pop down out of your comfort zone and pretend to feel a bit more solemn yourself if you're doing warm equals warm. Or you might have to imagine someone who is in a greater state of anxiety, and that will just inspire a level of reassurance that takes it down a couple of notches. I always prefer the second way. Rather than trying to dive into the swirling vacuum of self and trying to just make yourself be something, it's so helpful to adjust your audience. So if you feel like what you're doing is about as much of a 5 as you could possibly do, but your brand skews cheerful, just adjust your audience. If you thought you had been talking to someone who was sort of wide-eyed and listening to you and concerned, you know, about their healthcare, and you were reassuring and it came out too cheerful, it came out at like an 8, then imagine them in a serious panic and anxiety, and they're really in a bind and they've got a really more grave problem. You'll just auto-correct it better. So I always say adjust your imagined audience to split the difference. So just really keep this trick in mind. Reassurance will purge the saccharin from your read. If you were just on autopilot with your brand, being warm, being told to put a smile on your face, yeah, it could triple whammy you into something too saccharine to be believed. But with your brand intending reassurance, that ought to cut the mix right down the middle.